Good afternoon. You're listening to Politics in Action on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Anna, bringing you the latest on local political news. On today's episode, I will be discussing François Legault's plan to ban religious symbols from civil service and his ongoing feud with Ottawa, why Quebec's commitment to the Paris Agreement seems unattainable, and to conclude, a brief history of Anglophones and their importance in the Eastern Townships. Quebec's Premier Designate says he is prepared to invoke the non-withstanding clause to enforce a prohibition on any public employee, including teachers, police officers, and judges, from wearing a religious symbol such as the Muslim hijab or Jewish kippah in the workplace. Legault stated that he thinks that the vast majority of Quebecers would like to have a framework where people in authority position must not wear a religious sign, and if we use the notwithstanding clause to apply what we want, the majority of Quebecers will agree. He would also amend Quebec's Charter of Rights to impose the ban, a long-standing party policy that was barely mentioned during the campaign. Political leaders generally have been reluctant to use the non-withstanding clause, which is viewed by many as politically perilous. Some context for our listeners. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, Legal Rights and Equality Rights of Canadians, has a loophole called the notwithstanding clause, and it lets provinces override some sections of the charter, including freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, and freedom from unreasonable search and seizure. Now, some provinces are using it to push controversial measures through. For example, just last month, new Ontario Premier Doug Ford threatened to use the constitutional provision to override an Ontario Superior Court ruling that struck down the government's bill, shrinking the size of Toronto City Council on the grounds that it violated the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The Ontario Court of Appeal later stayed the lower court decision, allowing Ford to proceed with the reduction ahead of an October 22nd municipal election. During Legault's first news conference since his party was elevated to government on October 1st, he justified the move to override any successful court challenge and the Canadian Charter's protection of religious freedom. During the past week, since the new Quebec Premier's plan was released, there has been much controversy, drawing thousands to a protest march gathered around downtown Montreal last Sunday to denounce the proposed law, chanting, "Legault has got to go." Many Muslim women have voiced their concerns, explaining that they feel targeted by the proposal. As a result, the incoming government has decided to allow for compromise with Simon Jolin Barrette, an MNA spokesperson for the CAQ's transition team, stating on Tuesday that the government would consider a clause that would allow teachers who wear religious symbols to continue to do so, but new hires would be forced to comply with the ban. He further explains that making such an exemption is not the CAQ's preference, but it would be willing to hear the opposition's ideas and how to make the law more flexible. On the other hand, he also said that the CAQ has no intentions of removing crucifixes that hang within the province's National Assembly, refuting that the plan is a contradiction to impose a strict secularism rule on certain public servants, and its desire to maintain the Christian symbol, as the crucifix should be considered as part of Quebec's heritage. The religious symbols ban is part of a package of policies meant to protect Quebec's francophone identity, including a cut in immigration quotas by 20% in 2019, and employment of language and value tests for new arrivals. The aim of seeking full control of immigration is to offset fears expressed by some, including Legault himself, that if newcomers choose English instead of French, Quebec will lose its French character. This promise has been questioned as immigration is under the federal jurisdiction and provinces only have control over economic migrants and no say in refugee placements or family unification. Nonetheless, the CAQ program calls for empowering Quebec to choose 100% of newcomers, and as Premier, Legault plans to discuss with Trudeau his lower immigration target and says during the campaign he expects Trudeau will accept the CAQ's goals. During the same short 35-minute news conference, Mr. Legault was interrogated about his future plans and indicated he plans on taking a go-slow approach on many. Promises to introduce junior kindergarten, to cut specialist salaries, and to cut taxes and fees and increase child benefits will be subject to study and deliberation. Immigration and the ban on religious symbols are not the only propositions of debate between Legault and Ottawa. The CAQ's new project for Quebec nationalists proposes reopening the Canadian Constitution to obtain full and complete constitutional recognition of the Quebec nation within Canada. Although Legault did say during the campaign that Quebecers don't want a new referendum, he believes that since they have chosen to remain in Canada, Canada now owes Quebec a reward for a decision to stay. Legault wrote in his introduction to the party's nationalist agenda, "We should respect this willingness of the population to ensure that Quebec becomes involved in a constructive manner as a true partner within the Canadian Federation. For too long, the Parti Québécois claimed the monopoly on Quebec pride, and the Liberal Party claimed the prosperity agenda," Legault continued. Going back to the failed 1990 Meech Lake Accord to recognize Quebec as a distinct society, the CAQ wants formal recognition that the provincial government should have a say in the meaning of the three Supreme Court justices from Quebec. The CAQ agenda also calls for granting Quebec a veto over constitutional change and shifting residual powers not granted to the federal government, but rather directly to the province. During the recent election campaign, outgoing Liberal leader Philippe Couillard pointed to Quebec's balanced budget and booming economy as proof of the province could prosper within Canada and said Legault's agenda would only lead to quarreling with Ottawa. In regard to the Paris Agreement, Quebec environmentalists are urging the new provincial government to come up with a clear plan to curb greenhouse gases in the wake of a gloomy international report on climate change. François Legault's CAQ has committed to meeting the emissions targets outlined in the Paris Agreement, but has not said how that would be accomplished. During the election campaign, the CAQ scored lowest among Quebec's four political parties in a report card prepared by environmental groups. In particular, the party faced criticism for its commitment to build more suburban roads and a third link across the St. Lawrence River in Quebec City. The CAQ's plan for public transit, which includes the extension of the Metro's Blue Line and a tramway in the Montreal's East End, but no new Pink Line, wasn't as ambitious as those of its rivals. Patrick Bonin, a climate and energy campaigner at Greenpeace Canada, said massive investments in public transit are necessary for the province to achieve its Paris Agreement's targets. Bonin states in an interview that he thinks the CAQ has to make a major change if they want to respect this promise. Quebec's cap-and-trade system, established in 2013, has helped curtail emissions produced by industry, environmentalists have said. But those generated from transportation, such as cars and trucks, have continued to rise and now account for nearly half of the province's total output. That's part of the reason Quebec isn't on track to meet the levels it's committed to under the agreement. By 2030, Quebec's emissions are supposed to be 37.5% lower than they were in 1990. They are currently only about a quarter of the way there, at 9% below the 1990 level. A report issued Sunday by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change detailed how Earth's weather, health, and ecosystems would be in better shape if leaders across the world could somehow limit future human-caused warming to a half a degree Celsius. But meeting the more ambitious goal of slightly less warming would require immediate major cuts in emissions, the report said. Stephen Goubault, co-founder of the environmental nonprofit organization Équiterre, said Quebec's Paris targets are close to what the report recommends on a local level. The goal now, he said, is to ensure they are met. During an interview with CBC on Tuesday, he states that, "Are we doing enough at this point? No. But what the report is basically saying is that we need to go much faster." The CAQ said it is studying the new international report carefully, and it will offer more specifics once it officially takes the helm and names it cabinet next week. The statement states that during the campaign, the party has committed to meeting with greenhouse gas reductions targets adopted by the international community. The party also intends to promote technological and regulatory innovations in this direction and to promote the export of clean electricity to our Canadian and American neighbors in order to replace production from gas, coal, and nuclear power. While over the past years, some English communities in rural Quebec seem to be disappearing, others are finding ways to survive and flourish, making the integration between Anglophones and Francophones necessary. Among others, the small vacation village of North Hatley used to be predominantly Anglophone. Now, the community is about half French and half English, granting it official bilingual status, and even council meetings are held in both languages. The English population has declined drastically over the years in the eastern townships. In 1861, 58% of Quebec's English speakers lived in the townships. Today, there are less than 4%. Many English communities in rural Quebec are seeing their numbers drop as young people move away to bigger cities. Nonetheless, bilingualism is warmly embraced and welcomed within the region, especially since there is a reliance on tourism from a large number of American cottagers, so English is an economic essential. Despite the intentions of integrating all community members, many locals believe that there has been political pressure since the introduction of Bill 101 to put French first. Bill 101, or the Charter of the French Language, as it's also known, was introduced by the first ever Parti Québécois government, led by then Premier René Levesque. It was passed into law on August 26, 1977. Its intention was to address the issue of language in the province and to make French commonly used language. It was hoped that this would allow for more Francophones to take up management roles in the province. Despite the fact that 85% of Quebecers spoke French at the time, senior positions were mainly held by English speakers, as the language of management was English in most medium and large businesses. The language charter made French the official language of government, courts, and workplaces. It required all signs to be in French and that all children attend French school, with the exception of those whose parents attended English schools in Canada. The bill also established the Office Québécois de la Langue Française, known as the Language Police. While Bill 101 has fundamentally altered the linguistic landscape of Quebec, language continues to be a controversial and emotional issue in the province. In conclusion, the townships are home for many English-speaking minorities, and for them, Quebec isn't a French province, it's a bilingual one. This has been Politics in Action on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Anna, bringing you the latest on local political news. Thank you for listening.